Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over some things that you need to get in place when you're transitioning from winter, spring, into summer. And this is kind of a crucial step, especially in the areas where we keep our pools open all year long. And getting from spring to summer is something where if you drop the ball, and a lot of times homeowners will actually email me and say that they can't use their pool all season because they had algae in May and they were battling it all the way through August, and now the season's over. And this could be something that can happen to you as well with your pool route. So it's important to transition from spring to summer properly. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. Now, of course, every region is a little bit different. And I'm speaking from Southern California. And here, the water temperature in the winter drops. Sometimes the pools are in the 50s. And then when spring comes, depending on how quickly the heat waves hit here, in the last couple of years, we've really had a really late season starting in California. It used to be that by the time April rolls around, you can almost use your pool because the weather's warm, there's no rain. We've had so many years of drought up until last year that a lot of times the pools are ready to be used in April. But since the weather changed slightly this year and last year, really, pools aren't being open until sometime in May. However, the water temperature may be creeping up before that period. And there's a key thing that I think a lot of people miss, and that's the water temperature is one of the major factors when you're moving from spring to summer. It's not actually a date on the calendar. And each pool is a little bit different. Some pools are getting hit by the sun all day long, and they may have a higher water temperature in the spring. And then when summer hits, that may jump up dramatically and catch you off guard. So the pool position, you know, if there's trees over it, if it's getting sunlight all the time, if you have an automatic cover on there, those pools tend to be warmer. Some people even heat their pools at the end of spring, beginning of summer. All those to me are a big factor because the water temperature indicates when you have to turn up the saltwater generator, when you have to add more chlorine to the pool. And it's a big indicator of, you know, problems later when you don't address things when things start transitioning. But before all that happens, I think you should have your filters on a regimen where you clean them twice a year, sometimes three times a year for the larger filters. And I'm talking about the 4-quad cartridge type filters or D filter, 60 square foot. You want to make sure that those are clean at the beginning of the season. And in my area, I usually do my filters in March because, again, our season used to start in April. It's getting pushed back a little further. So I'm doing my filters a little later in March now, at the beginning of April. But of course, before May, you would want to have all your filters cleaned and ready to go, because that goes a long way in the water quality later during the season. And one reason why I know that it's better to clean the filters in April and May is that I've taken over accounts in June before, where the filter wasn't really worked on and cleaned properly. And the pool may have some algae in there. It may have been a little cloudy. But one thing I noticed is that once I cleaned that filter and got everything kind of back in shape, the pool still struggled because it was off to a bad start. It was off to kind of a false start. And since it had problems developing because the filter wasn't maintained, even when I got it corrected and back on track, still it had some problems popping up with algae and other issues. Just because it's already in the season, it's already hot, the pool's being used, and the filter wasn't properly cleaned prior to that, and you are playing catch up now for 2 or 3 weeks after the fact. So I think cleaning the filters in April, in March and April, is the best in my area. Your area may be different, but to me, the season starts right around May, and you could get a heat wave of 100 degrees pretty easily in late April. Hasn't happened much in the last couple of years because our weather pattern has changed a little bit, with all these atmospheric rivers of rain coming in. However, you do want to be prepared for it, because if the water temperature is heating up and you do get a rainstorm, or if the pool is being used and you don't take corrective measures like cleaning the filter and then raising the chlorine level up, you could be in for some problems. One thing also, the saltwater generators tend to turn off here because the water temperature gets into the 50s and 60s. Then when it starts creeping up into the 60s and 70s, you definitely want to test the salt level of the pool. I prefer using an independent digital meter. I don't rely on the system as much. Some salt systems don't even have a salinity reading. Others have one, like the Hayward and Pentair systems, but sometimes you can't rely on those entirely. So having a digital meter is much better. There's different brands out there. I like the Hawk brand. I also like the Oakaton brand. I have a few videos on different meters on my channel, and you can check those out. And I also like the Lamott salinity tester. That's the one I currently use and currently have. I have the one with like the long probe on there, which is cool because I can just stand there and drop it in the pool and get a reading. But just pick a salinity meter that you can work with. And you want to make sure that you test the salt level in the pool. Usually I'd start testing it in late April when things are heating up and I notice the saltwater generator is kind of wanting to come back to life. And it just depends on the generator. Some work in really cold water, like the circuit pool ones, will still work pretty well when the water temperature is lower. I've found that the Pentair ones seem to turn off the quickest or the soonest when the water drops down. The Hayward seem to work pretty decent in the colder water, but not great. But once it starts warming up, they should all be fired up and come online. And that's when you have to make sure the salt level is appropriate for the saltwater generator. Sometimes you're using liquid chlorine in the meantime where you're getting everything up, but you just don't want to put no chemicals in there. My saltwater pools in the wintertime, I have a floater and I use tablets in there because I like to add a little cyanuric acid to them in the off season. That way when I turn them back on, there's no need to add cyanuric acid later. And I try to keep my salt pools at anywhere from 50 to 80 parts per million with cyanuric acid. And this really helps during the season. Maybe more towards 80 parts per million in most cases, but putting the tablet in there in the winter, and I'll tether it to the skimmer lid so that it doesn't move around in the salt pool. You don't want it going over a step area and staining it. That's the last thing you want to do when you're using a floater with a tablet. But I find that it really helps maintain the chlorine level in the winter. And then it adds some cyanuric acid to the pool so that when the season starts, I'm adding a very minimal amount to that pool. So since I'm running a tablet in my saltwater pools, one tablet, normally not more than one, but maybe sometimes two tablets if the season's starting to warm up. And I will transition pretty rapidly to the saltwater generator, make sure everything is running, make sure the salt system, make sure the salt is the right level, and make sure that the system is running by having a clean cell, all the lights are green. And then when April and May kick in, that saltwater generator should be producing. Now you have to do some adjusting down. I always start at higher and then adjust down when I need to, because if you start at lower, you could have problems with algae and you could have problems with the pool zeroing out, and you're compounding the problem at that point. So when you start the saltwater generator at the beginning of the season, always start it at a higher output, and then you'll have time to cut down on the output to lower the chlorine reading. And you should have a pretty decent chlorine level in your pools in the spring. I like to bring all mine up to 3 to 5 parts per million sometime in April so that I'm not surprised by a heat wave or surprised when the customer turns on their heater and uses their pool. You should not be entering the spring with the chlorine level still at like 1 part per million or near zero. Now in the winter, it's perfectly fine not to be very proactive in my area, at least with the chlorine. Sometimes I'll let it get really low, you know, 1 part per million. Sometimes they'll zero out because you have rainstorms and I'm not paying really attention to keeping it up at 3 or 5 parts per million. But in the springtime, you definitely want to be hyper-focused on the chlorine level and make sure that you have it at the appropriate level so that when you do start the season or things start to heat up, you're not kind of caught off guard with the lower chlorine level and algae forms. And again, you don't want to be battling anything at the beginning of the season. Now, the compound issues in California, a lot of our trees pollinate during April. Not all of them, but a lot of them do. And so the springtime, we have lots of pollen out there. It gets into the pool. And so algae tends to form a lot in the springtime in the pools here, more or less in the springtime than the summer, because by then you're in full gear and you have your enhancers in there. If you're using PolarX, you don't generally put it in there until the beginning of the swim season. For me, I'll start putting the Polar X in April and May in the pools. So prior to that, there's really nothing that's going to prevent algae except you being diligent with the chlorine level. Then you can use phosphate and enzymes in the meantime. But generally, I don't use the enhancers until the season's full bloom. And no pun intended, it can be really a full bloom of pollen in the springtime. So keep an eye on that also, because there's a transition from winter in California to spring where there's a lot of pollen in the air and it's getting everywhere, causing algae to form. And then you have summer where you may get 100 degree weather pretty instantly in a week for, you know, a period of 3 or 4 days. And if you're not prepared for that, it could be a battle, an uphill battle the rest of the season, keeping that pool algae free. So everyone likes steps, and I think step one would be to monitor the water temperature. Step two would be to make sure, and you can monitor it just by putting your hand in the water and you can be like, hey, the water's getting warm. Or you can have a digital meter. If you have a salinity tester, they'll definitely do temperature. So monitor the water temperature, monitor the weather. So look at the forecast. And you want to also monitor the chlorine level and start raising it gradually in the springtime so that in the summer, you're ready to go. Then you want to, of course, have the salt systems coming online. The filter should have been cleaned right at the beginning of the season, March and April. And then, of course, you want to start using the enhancers. You want to check the borate level, make sure if it needs to be recharged to do that. Start with the PoolRx. Then you want to start your enzyme and phosphate treatments when the season's beginning. Usually you're going to start this in the springtime with the phosphates. And really be aware of each pool individually. If you have 60 pools on your route, you're going to know which pools are going to get direct sunlight most of the time when summer starts. And you're going to know which pools are going to be used by the customers at the beginning of the season. A lot of times they'll start using their pool in spring break. Now again, the season's been pushed back in California because of all this rain we've been having. But there's been times prior years where, you know, beginning of April, the kids are out of school. They're heating the pool up and using it. Not uncommon. So you should know all the pools in your route, because your goal is to make sure that you start the season transition from spring to summer with as little problems as possible. Because if you're off to a bad start, it can lead to a really bad season going in there, and you're going to be acquiring pools during the season. And so I mentioned, you know, if you have a filter needs to be cleaned, you definitely want to jump on it and clean it, even if it's June or July, and you want to try to get that pool on some kind of enhancer right away so that it's on track with your other pools that you started in the spring. Because to be honest with you, you should be picking up one or two pools a week in the summertime just by your Google Ads or Thumbtack or however you market yourself. And those pools that you pick up, the one or two pools you pick up, are going to have problems usually, are going to have issues. And so you want to make sure that the 60 pools that you're maintaining have no issues. You can focus on those, you know, two or three pools you pick up every week and bring them onto your service account. Hopefully you're getting three a week. That'd be great. But at least one or two pools a week. And the reason why I emphasize this so much is that if you have all your pools dialed in, then you can bring on these problem pools, correct them without having to battle all the other pools that you have on your route. So it's really important to start your pool route correctly, start the spring and the summer, and don't, you know, kind of sputter. I don't know if you had a car with a problem with the spark plugs, but I've had a car before where a spark plug actually broke and it wasn't firing on all cylinders. So you definitely want to fire on all cylinders when the season's starting or when the transition is starting from spring to summer. And there could be some kind of setbacks. I've had this happen before where we have like a really hot May, you know, 90, 100 degree weather. And then all of a sudden in June, what we call June gloom sets in. And then all of a sudden the water temperatures in the pools drop down by 5 degrees. And you'll find that the chlorine is really high in the pools. And so you taper that down a little bit. So it can kind of start and then the season can taper back down. It does happen here in California. But you may be somewhere like Florida where, you know, come April, May, June, July, August, September, I guess most of the year in Florida, you're going to have really warm water. And in Texas, of course, I think your biggest problem is those really hot summer months, the humid and hot summer months, where the UV index is off the chart and you have larger pools. And so your main focus is maybe June, July, and August to maintain those pools and to make sure that you don't have any problems. But everyone starts a different season or a different time of the season. And here in California, typically May is when we start our season, all the way through September. And you want to make sure you're maintaining your pools through the whole season. We've had some Octobers here where it's been 100 degrees out. and you don't want to taper down. Also in the summer, you know, if you think it's going to get cooler and you're going to taper down, I would always wait until it's certain that the pool season's over. And usually it kind of shuts down rapidly in California. Sometime in mid-October, the season's pretty much over. One of the good things about California now is that the kids start school a lot earlier. It used to be that the kids would get out of school in June and then start in September after Labor Day. Now they're getting out sometime in May and they're starting sometimes even in mid-August, which means that even if the weather is hot in August, September, most of the kids have stopped using the pool because they're hitting the books. And it's a good way to really, you know, mitigate the season for us, because it used to go all the way through September and now we have a shorter season here. It does affect a lot of different things, so they may start a little earlier using the pool in May. But to me, having a shorter season is better, because once you get to September and October, you really don't want anyone heating up their pool or using their pool, because now we have the Santa Ana winds coming in and you're doing a lot of extra cleanup. And of course, if you're new to service and new to your area, you kind of learn on the fly. Your first season is going to be rough, and then you'll kind of gauge the weather in the second season. By the third year of doing your pool route in your area, you're going to kind of know the season, know the transition. And of course, you're going to know the pools. If you've been doing it for 2 or 3 years, you'll get to know exactly the patterns of your customers when they use their pool, the patterns of the pollen from the trees. If you have oak trees, you know that the pollen drops later in the season. So all these things will come from you actually doing it season to season and learning how to kind of start summer off in your area. Looking for other podcasts I've recorded, you can find those on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. On the banner, click on the podcast icon, and then a drop-down menu of other podcasts I recorded will appear there for you. And if you're interested in the coaching program that I offer, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.